So we back, baby. We back. We took a little hiatus, about 3 month hiatus, but we back with another episode. This is episode 19 of the Curry Boys podcast, and we got a guest, a special guest. He was here before, but he's back now. Call him Harper Thaup Singh, baby. Say what's up to the people, Harper.
Hey, what's up, yo? I'm
So what you
good
been
to be
up to,
here.
man?
Not much, man. Just paying a lot of attention to the LeBron MJ debate and see, balled with you today. Yeah, you got some skills, man.
How's my game?
Solid, man. You
Solid.
was bro. You got that Curry range, man. Like shooting them threes like no other, man. Bro, you put the team on your back.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Nah, you
You a
killing.
big body out there. We were just talking about. We played some pickup games today. Played from 11 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., baby. 4 or 5 hours of nonstop ball. And this dude came in, big man, man. Big body. What do you want to do? Big body. What do you want to do? Can't do nothing. You can't move him. He's a big body, man. Lifts two plates, 225.
Nah, man, you got the skills. I just have the body. That's it,
That's true. I got the
you
fundamental skills down,
know.
but you got the genetics.
I get a physique that may
He
be
got the Punjabi genetics.
a physique that's preferable for a defender type
All
player too,
roti
but I don't
wheat.
have a, I need to develop the skills a
It's all the
little
roti
bit
and wheat. You know what I'm saying?
myself. Nah, I mean y'all got like those doses, so I'm sure those coming
Doses,
in.
like give you the uncle, Indian uncle, pot belly. But yeah, but what else, man? What you been up to? You said you're talking about LeBron. We're just talking about LeBron and MJ.
Yeah, man, like with that fourth ring,
Yeah,
that dude is,
you were telling
in
me
my
that.
opinion, man,
Yeah.
in my opinion, he's a GOAT. Like, that going to three different teams, man, having to rebuild one. I mean, those Cleveland teams, in 07, like, sure, he had no business going there then. And you can always put that 2011 series as a stain against him.
I agree.
But,
I agree.
man, going to, I want to say, nine finals in 10 years. Plus, he had, like I said, the one in 07 that he had no business in. And he's won four, and like four out of six, it may not be 6-0, but that you, man, you have to look at what he went up against and the manner in which he developed these teams around him. Like, this man is not just a player. Like, he is a GM, he is a coach. Like, that's just real talk. Like, everybody has to go through him whenever they make personnel decisions, man.
That's true. I agree with that.
Though I will say that he had a lot more power in
Cleveland
Cleveland
than in
than he did
LA.
in LA or Miami and LA. Those
Yeah.
organizations, they have too much respect for themselves to allow one guy to run them.
Oh,
But
yeah,
he still had
Pat.
a lot of say. He
Miami,
still had a lot of
especially,
say.
probably. Miami's
Oh,
front
man.
office, Pat Riley.
And another
Eric
little,
Spoelstra is a good coach.
any real NBA fan knows, it wasn't the Lakers versus the Heat. It was LeBron James versus Pat Riley. That's what the series really was, man.
True, true.
But
That's funny. Pat
yeah.
Riley's like, dang it, dog. God darn it.
But
He's probably like, damn, he got me again.
yeah, like I was saying, guys, I really do feel that if you look at the entirety of LeBron James's career, you at this point, in my opinion, he is better than Michael Jordan. And I will say that
How
if
dare
he
you?
wins
You
one
just made
more,
half of America hate you. They don't
if
like you, man. Get out of here.
yeah,
Get out of here. No, I'm just
you
kidding.
trying to be
Keep
Skip Bayless
going.
right
Yeah.
now? No, but the number one LeBron op right there, Skip Bayless. But I feel that if he wins one more, though, like that, in my opinion, that would cement it for most basketball fans, most people. Like, then like, I don't know what else you want. Like, if you want, he can never be 6-0. So, yeah, you know, that you have to understand that.
But what if he wins 7? Would he be the GOAT?
I mean, I think if he wins 5.
In the, like, NFL, would, in the NFL, they say Tom Brady's greatest quarterback. But the original guy, Joe Montana, he was 4-0. But
Tom Brady's
6-3.
6-3, yeah. Oh, yeah, because he lost to Philly. Yeah.
And they still say Tom Brady's the GOAT because he has more rings. So if LeBron gets more rings, they'll say he's the GOAT.
Like, I feel that.
And he's been to more finals. They'll talk about that. He might have losses, but he's been to more finals. If he actually has more rings and more finals appearances than Jordan, that's more impressive.
If you just look at his accomplishments now, though, as it just pertains to the finals, I mean,
if he wins, in my opinion, if he wins 7, he'll be the GOAT.
So you think that even if he wins 5, this point he's still not the GOAT?
Because he has to be different, right? A little bit.
I mean, he already is different. I mean,
he's different now with the 3-team thing, but he can add to that resume. But people won't say he's a GOAT until he has something more than Michael. He has every stat more than Michael Jordan, but that one stat, once he gets the championships, then they'll be like, okay, he's a GOAT.
Well, the thing is, he already has the championships.
He wants to get more than MJ. That's what those. Christopher Starr says that too.
Well, you have to understand too that, like, Bill Russell, he has the most championships, I believe, of any superstars type player.
He's not at the same skill.
Well, no,
skill level.
That's not to say that he would not do well in today's era or Michael's era. I feel like he is one of those players that potentially has the ability to thrive in any era.
He can't shoot 3.
Well, no, but he's still. Can Joel Embiid really shoot 3s that well?
Yeah. If he can, he can probably double up it. He'll probably develop. Bill Russell will probably develop it.
But, I mean, you know.
He'll probably shoot 32%.
At the same time, like, you can't really compare eras. Like, I mean, but with Bill Russell, like, yeah, he won, I want to say.
11.
Like, 11 championships, yeah. Okay. But at the same time, yeah, there were only, like, maybe.
There's only 8 10 teams.
Time, 10 teams? Okay,
10 eight or 8
teams,
teams,
yeah. Teams, right. So. In saying that, it's like, yeah, like, those 11 championships probably are not worth as much as Jordan's 6 championships.
Yeah.
But if you look at what LeBron has done, like, coming back from 3-1 against the Warriors,
that's his greatest moment.
Yeah, that is something that is priceless.
It's legendary.
It's not comparable.
That's
right?
Legendary.
Exactly, and I don't know if anybody else will do it in my lifetime, you know.
Brooklyn, we go hard. Kevin
Durant,
we go hard.
That's a whole different conversation. That team has the ability to be astounding or just, like, literally crash.
Yeah, that's true.
Post All-Star break or something.
No, they're definitely going to struggle. But I feel like at the end of the day, they'll get over it because KD's a superstar.
See, I'm the other way. I feel like they're going to start out well. But then as time goes on and that season, that the drag of that season sets in, man,
that's the worst part. I'd rather have him struggle early, figure it out.
But, dude, like,
that's what LeBron usually does.
That's a little aside from our LeBron-MJ debate. Like, I remember telling you guys earlier, it's like, and sure, yeah, talking heads say this, but it's the truth. Kevin Durant is an alpha type player with a beta personality. Like, I've never seen that in a superstar, actually.
He's just a fuck boy.
Like, you know, he's a good man.
He's
probably
F's around. He just wants to have some fun. You got to think about it. They want the media to talk about them constantly. And any publicity is good publicity.
That's true.
And his publicity is basically making him seem like, he follows social media a lot and shows his personality more, but he still balls. That's what he wants to show.
I mean, yeah, he's a walking bucket, yo. Yeah. And, like,
I call him the 5-tool man.
The 5-tool man.
He can shoot from 3. He can shoot from the mid range. He can take it to the lane.
You're talking about that Billy Bean talk, man.
He can dunk.
Baseball analogy for basketball.
Hopefully, his athleticism definitely is going to leave after that Achilles injury, but we'll see how it is.
I mean.
But at least he's a sharpshooter. He's an assassin.
See, that's the dangers about players, like, not really dangers, but what makes them dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, their game allows them to thrive in the league for an extended period of time because they don't really rely so much on their athleticism as they do their outside shot. And like with today's league, like you have spot up shooters like hitting it from like the logo, man. You have players like that today. I think with Kevin Durant, like I said, I feel that team is either going to be really good or is going to be like horrendous. Like, I don't really see a middle ground for them. But yeah, man, back to the MJ LeBron debate, man, like that, because that's what we were really initially speaking on.
Yeah.
LeBron James was not. He wasn't as favored in his finals matchups as Michael Jordan was in his.
That's true.
Like I said earlier, that 07
MJ never went to a game seven. That's one thing. That's one argument you can say. He never let the pressure get to him. He just finished it off.
That's true, but there's something to be said about going to a game seven and winning it in that crunch time.
When
everything is against you, when your back is against the wall and you come out like a dog, you know. Like,
but game six against Utah, Byron Russell. Makes that shit, the crossover, step back, gooseneck at the end, just staring at everyone on the road with the Utah fans, who are the most hostile fans in the NBA.
Okay, and I mean, to counter that, LeBron James with that clutch block against Andre Iguodala.
Then gave it to Kyrie.
He gave it to Kyrie, and Kyrie hit that clutch shot. But yeah. People don't remember that shot as much as the setup to that shot. It was the block, man. That's what people will remember. 50 years from now, they won't remember Kyrie's shot.
They do still remember.
I'm talking 50 years from now, they're going to talk about his block, man, more than Kyrie's shot.
I just want to shout out Eric Varghese. That's Kyrie's favorite player. I mean, Eric's favorite player is – I was about to say Kyrie's favorite player is Eric. No, Eric's favorite player, Kyrie Irving. Shout out Eric. We're teammates. I'm a KD fan. He's a Kyrie fan. But yeah, go on.
Shout out Eric Varghese, man.
Shout out Eric Varghese. He balled today as well.
Shout out Banu Sabarwal.
Shout out Vinay Reddy. Shout out Vishnu.
But
before we talk about that, let me tell you the story about Vishnu. His real name is Vishnu, but one time at Lifetime Fitness, me and some of my boys were playing some pickup 3-on-3, and then this random kid in the sidelines, out of nowhere, it's a critical part of the game, critical point in the game, it was 14-14, out of nowhere, Vishnu got the ball, and that little brown Indian kid was like, Vishnu, the way he said it was so funny, he was like, Vishnu. Like he said it in a squeaky voice, and we all just stopped and started laughing. Hella, it was pretty fun.
Hey, to all these viewers, you know, everybody that's gonna listen to this, ignore that. That boy is a walking bucket. I see it in myself.
That's true. Man. He is a walking bucket. He's
a walking bucket, man.
Crafty.
He is, man. He is. I just seen him play once today, but yeah, man, that boy can ball.
He has patience. Patience is the key to success. All right.
But
yeah, go ahead with the. Keep on riding LeBron's, you know what?
I'm gonna fucking what?
I was kidding. Okay.
You're the one on MJ's jock strap right now.
No, I don't like MJ. I actually don't like MJ, but
I just
believe like he's good, but I don't really like him.
You one of those motherfuckers that just deny and then in secret you probably got a shrine committed to him.
No, KD all the way. You know I took a shrine for KD. What the hell? All right, keep going.
But yeah, I was talking about you were saying MJ game six Utah a Byron Russell shot, but at the same time that game seven block LeBron put on
that was pretty big too.
Yeah, that's an all time great
block. That was great block. Athleticism to the max. Come at 36, 35, I think. No, that was 4 years ago. He's 37 now, so it's 33. That's good.
Yeah, man, and realistically, man, I think that he could play till 41. Maybe, I'm sure, yeah, he'll have a decline.
Yeah.
But he'll still be like serviceable at 41, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
More so than most players at that age, you know?
41, he'll be a top 10 player.
You think so? That would actually be very impressive.
He's going to decline slowly and slowly. And once he's 45, he'll be a top 50 player.
he plays till 60 and he's in the top 100.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, like when you do look at the entirety of his career, there definitely is an argument that he is the greatest of all time, and I'm one of the people in the camp that believes he is better than Michael Jordan. And so yeah, like they can realistically run it back next year and get another dub, man. Like,
yeah. Watch out for them Golden State boys, though. Steph Curry, Klay's coming back. Watch out for them. Draymond Green. They waiting.
Yeah, that's true.
They waiting for it. They're waiting for LeBron. They're waiting for AD. They're waiting. It's going to be the old school versus new school. Three-pointers versus the, you know, the big man games.
We'll see
how it goes.
You know, Anthony Davis, he's a huge defensive and offensive threat, man.
Yeah.
He is a very great two-way game. And that guy is like, I think he's only like 28, I think.
I don't know how old he is. I think he's like 26.
26? Okay, yeah. Like, he is literally entering his prime now.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he re-upped with the Lakers. I don't know what his contract is, if he's just on a one-year deal again. But
he's playing next year again.
But
I think he's on a two-year deal or something. They're both on a two-year deal. LeBron and AD? Yeah.
I
think both of them on a three-year deal, actually.
Three, really? Yeah, because LeBron, he was on a four-year deal when he first came. Yeah.
He's on a three-year deal with one-year option.
So I see. So that was the entirety of the 4 years then.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And I'm assuming AD, you said, has a similar sort of...
Similar, contract. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They're trying to keep him until LeBron retires and then...
I think
AD's going to take over the Lakers, or they're trying to make it seem.
Anthony Davis, I believe he's LeBron's second best teammate. Best would probably be Dwayne Wade, like in those early Heat runs, but is what I'd say. And then Anthony Davis, then Kyrie.
His best teammate is definitely Dwayne Wade. He's a good friend of him too.
Yeah, they have that connection, man. Yeah. I feel like Anthony Davis, you know, if he stays here for like, or not here, if he stays with the Lakers for. Mm-hmm. Another like 3 years or something, so long as you know LeBron is there, yeah. They could go down as like you know an immensely talented duo, man, with like what they're capable of doing. Because, LeBron again is he's the best player in the league. Like, I was a little surprised actually that he didn't win MVP, man, this year,
yeah,
because his all-around game is just astounding. At the age he's at, too.
And Giannis didn't play great in the
playoffs.
In the bubble.
See, yeah. But I feel like what they're doing with the MVP award, though...
It's a regular season award.
It's a regular season award, but the playoffs are impacting it now.
Yeah.
More than
especially
before.
Now, because we had that hiatus, that, you know, 3 or 4 month hiatus of the NBA not playing.
Yeah.
That break in the middle.
But I will say that break was it was actually good for the game, man. I've never going back into the league, you know, after that 3-4 month break, bro, that was some of the most energetic basketball I've seen in the NBA.
Yeah.
It's literally like I have never seen something like that. Like one of my cousins was even saying like this bubble experience, like people will be speaking about it for years. Actually, you know that's like a huge moment in the NBA.
I agree.
And you know, like it's kind of sad. Like we won't really ever see something like that again.
Yeah.
But you know, given the circumstances, like maybe it's a good thing we won't see something like that again.
Wait, so the Lakers?
No. I mean this whole bubble.
Oh,
it's kind of sad. We'll see it
in March. Or December next season.
Oh, are they still doing this sort of bubble format with like all 30 teams?
This was perfect, though.
Well, another thing with the bubble, though.
Well, they didn't do it with all 30 teams, I guess. That's true. They did it with like, what, 16 teams?
Yeah, something like that. But like another thing about the bubble that made it so energetic was that they had that 3 to 4 month break.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, hope like coronavirus, hopefully this stuff like ends like very soon.
Coronavirus.
But yeah, I don't really see
shout out
like
Cardi B.
What we had this year happening again, because like they're gonna have more precautions for coronavirus. Bro, that stuff like when Rudy Gobert got it, dude, that holy shit. Like, you know, I don't see the league. They are going to have more precautions in place for something like that in the future.
They call him Rudy Gobert, parlez ou français, French, because he's French. Because he's French. But yeah, shout out Rudy Gobert. He was pretty good. As a defensive player all the time, obviously. They had that crazy series, Utah and Denver. Just wanted to.
But there's one.
Give a shout out to Denver.
We spoke a little bit about like LeBron and MJ, but.
Yeah.
Here's one thing that I feel there really isn't a debate for.
Yeah.
Luka Doncic.
Oh.
He is already an MVP caliber player.
Yeah.
And
it's only second year.
In his second year, but within the next 3 years, this man is going to win MVP, man. If he continues to ball at the level he's balling at.
Oh, he's
going to win.
MVP is nothing. He needs he's going to win a championship.
Oh, absolutely, man. Dude, I was reading that the Mavs, they're going all in on like a third star, actually.
Yeah,
too.
I think Giannis.
I heard about him. Yep.
Some other players. Let's see.
But holy man, like, that's one thing I've never seen before in sports. Like, a player
at his age, balling right away, at the level he's at, right away.
And I saw some of his stats.
From out
like,
the gate. Yeah. That's what LeBron James did, too. Out the gate.
Right. But, I mean, even Luka's numbers in his second year are better than LeBron's in his second year.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's what they're saying.
His numbers this year, and granted, they didn't play a full season, but still 66 games.
Yeah.
Or 62, something like that. And then the playoffs as well. Bro, this man nearly had a triple-double. Nearly a triple-double at the age of 21.
No, he did have a triple double.
No.
What do you mean?
He nearly averaged
a triple double
for the season at the age of 21.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that's astounding. Yeah.
That's Reese. He has skills, too. He can shoot. He has skills. Yeah.
See, the Euro game teaches these players that.
Yeah.
Because in the Euro League, it's all about fundamentals. Like, if you look at a Euro stat line, you won't see really a player like with these gaudy numbers. Because it's more so like it's
no, he has gaudy numbers. Luka.
In the Euro leagues, he didn't. In the Euro leagues, his averages were they would seem like serviceable. But 16, that's only because 17. The Euro game is so it's not as flashy as this
NBA
more,
game. It's more a team.
Absolutely, it's like a slower pace or a team game.
Here, it's more like
it's about
over.
The individual.
You got to take over
in
the fourth quarter. You got to take over.
You need though that one dude that can just
and Luka can do
it.
That.
And then you just need a great supporting cast.
And that's what Luka does.
But one thing, even if you look at his numbers when he played in Europe, one season he averaged like 13 points. And again, to like the average person, that may seem like nothing.
Yeah.
But when you take into account the Euro game, that's actually amazing, actually. That is really good, man. If
he's been a professional since he was 16 years old.
15, I thought, man. Bro, he was winning championships since he was a teenager, And, dude, that...
He played with men since then.
Yes. The NBA talent, man. Some of those guys that left the NBA went to Europe, man. He's playing against them. There's video of him playing against Terry Rozier, I think.
Rozier? Oh, really?
Yeah. He probably cooked him, too, man.
In, like, Europe?
Yeah.
Oh,
because I think the Celtics had an exhibition game there or something like that.
Oh, an exhibition game.
So, still, you're playing against NBA talent.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like again, even if he wasn't playing against the NBA teams, there is NBA talent that does go overseas. And, you know, some of these Euro guys, they're just as good as NBA players.
Yeah.
Not plenty of them, like, because of how much of the game has grown. You know, you're going to see more talent comparable to NBA players, you know, overseas these days, and of course the NBA.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of people from all over the world in the NBA now.
Absolutely.
The NBA is global, baby. It's global.
Thank God, man. It should be.
There's even Indian players, but now he's in the G League.
Yeah, man, that Punjabi guy you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I forget his name.
And then some other dude. I think some other Punjabi dude as well.
There were two others. There was
He was actually drafted. He was the first one drafted, first Indian drafted.
I believe it, yes.
Dallas Mavericks drafted him.
No. There was,
yeah,
I know who you're
Singular,
talking about.
The one you're talking about is Singular.
Yes, that's who I was thinking of. I thought he was the first one drafted.
He was drafted, though. He was he was like a free agent type of.
I see.
Like a 10-day contract type of thing. He made a deal with the Sacramento Kings as the owner was Indian.
So yeah, Vivek,
trying to give him a chance. Yeah.
That man is a fool with some of the things he does. Like, yeah. I respect him, you know, first, just South Asian in general to be, is he GM or owner?
Owner.
He's owner, yeah. First South Asian to do that, that's something astounding.
Yeah.
But, man, like, when he said that they should play 4-on-5 on D and have, like, just one dude cherry pick on the other end of the court, I was like, what the hell is
that?
What
did he say? He said that?
He said that he was going to promote like a 4-on-5 game strictly on defense so that they could just have one dude on the other end and just, you know, lob a pass over to him to quickly score. It's like,
wait, what?
Yeah, seriously. Because he said he coached his daughter's teams and that's like a strategy they use. Yeah. You can't make that shit up.
That's awesome. Does that improve anything? What does that improve?
It's just stupid. Like, it's just stupid. Like, the strategy doesn't work. It doesn't improve anything.
Oh.
It's just something, like, on paper. It's like, oh, cool. Like, we'll just have one guy standing all the way back underneath the net or something, and then we'll just quickly lob it to him. But then you have an entire dude that's open, and he can just score. Like, by the time he scores and you send the ball over, they're already back on defense.
Man, my man got a phone call in the podcast. Damn. He's busy, man.
Give me a sec.
All right, this is part one. We might do a part two. Peace. All right, we're back, babies. Part two.
Hey, what's up?
My bad. My boy had a phone call. But, yeah, he just had a phone call, a personal phone call. So that's about it. But we back with our discussion. What were you talking about? Were you talking about the MJ LeBron debate you were saying?
Well, we started speaking on Luka.
Oh, Luka, my bad. Luka.
Yeah.
Luka Doncic. Shout out Luka Doncic.
But yeah, I was just saying, man, he's going to be an MVP pretty soon. Well, next 3 years,
oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, next 3 years, he's going to be an MVP.
In the next 3 years, he'll have one championship, one MVP calling it.
One MVP, one finals MVP, one championship.
Yeah, one finals MVP, one championship, and one MVP.
Bro, that I think he dropped like 40 with a bum ankle and no KP.
Yeah. Ooh. Game six. Game winning shot.
With a game winner, dude, that was
over Paul George.
That was MJ-esque stuff right there, man. LeBron-esque.
He says MJ stuff after talking about LeBron.
Hey, I give credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
So,
because we're used to the media talking about MJ so much that the MJ, they always talk about MJ being great GOAT. So they always, they like manipulated us.
it's normal, I guess. There's like a term for this, man.
Pop culture. It's like everyday thing. Like MJ, everyone knows MJ type of thing.
Bro, it's just stuck in my brain. I don't know. Like, yeah. I blame Skip Bayless and Skip.
Skip,
you know, Skip Bayless, Chris Broussard, Stephen A and all them, man.
No, Chris Broussard and Stephen A like LeBron.
But they're also guys that are saying that was like MJ's. They still hold MJ
they still
in
like
high
MJ.
Reference, which they should because
he's
fucking amazing.
There's Max Kellerman. He likes LeBron. There's Shannon Sharp. There's Shannon Sharp. Who else? Oh yeah, Nick Wright.
Bro,
they all like LeBron.
Bro, like Nick Wright is the ultimate LeBron like stan. Actually,
yeah.
LeBron could literally like
him and Shannon. Yeah,
Shannon too. No, Nick Wright.
He's Shannon.
I feel like Nick Wright literally tries to bring statistics to help his argument while Shannon, he just gets like a goat costume, man. And he just goes and says,
don't do this, Skio.
He brings the black and miles and the yak, and then he just
like, fun on the show.
He brought a goat. He brought a literal goat in after LeBron won.
Yeah.
That dude is hilarious. But bro, like, do you think that Skip and Shannon have a better, like, more entertaining dynamic than Skip and?
Yeah, because Skip knows he's, like, effing with everyone. Like, even though he's losing the arguments, he somehow finds a way to, like, make it seem like it's important, but not. He tries to be serious. He's like a fuckboy.
Who? Skip?
No, Skip.
Oh, okay.
He's like a fuckboy. Like, he knows, like, LeBron's been, he's on the come up more and more every time against MJ, but still denies it.
Bro, remember when he announced to the world he was a Kawhi George or Kawhi George, a Kawhi Leonard fan again?
Yeah,
and he came in walking with like the jersey
and a headband. Yeah.
That was the funniest shit I've ever seen, man.
But when he was in First Take, I feel like they didn't have fun like this with Stephen.
They didn't.
It was more like professional with Stephen.
Yeah, he kind of had like a certain presence he wanted to keep, I guess. And with this, he kind of threw it out. Like, he doesn't care as much. Yeah, but it's because of Shannon. Like, because Shannon doesn't really give a shit. He just says whatever he wants.
True, true.
Like, this man, like I said, literally brought Black and Miles a Yak to his show. Just literally, and I'm pretty sure he smoked him on set. Yeah.
No, he didn't smoke him. He doesn't smoke him on set. He just puts him in his mouth.
And he brought a literal goat, man. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy is crazy. But yeah, I really like their dynamic.
Yeah, I agree.
And I really love the inside the NBA dynamic with Ernie.
Oh yeah, Ernie, Chuck, Kenny,
Shaq,
and Shaq. Yeah.
Yep,
yeah.
Bro. I was watching these old like.
Open Court, you know that show Open Court? They always talk about the past. Steve Kerr is there sometimes. And
I've heard of Open Court, but I never really watched
it. You should watch it. All the episodes are on YouTube.
Yes.
We can watch one on TV after this podcast.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But yeah, there was like one that I saw. It was another Inside the NBA bit, but it was like one of the really old ones. It was when Shaq was still even playing in the league too. And so what happened was they did Chuck, Charles Barkley, so bad. Like, so what happened was they went backstage and there was like this little red carpet leading up to like this closed door, okay?
Yeah.
And it was at first they showed Magic Johnson and it was him and Ernie, okay? And so Magic, he sees this and he goes up to like the security in front of the red carpet blocking that door.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, like this is like the champions room, like we're having a party inside and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, yeah, you're on the list, Magic, so come on in. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, okay, cool. And then Ernie tries to go in, but then they stop him. He's like, oh, okay, my bad. Like, cause you know, he's really like nice and all that. Like he doesn't really fuck around or anything. So he's like, okay, whatever. I just won't go in. And then Magic was like, oh, don't worry, no, he's with me. Like, come on in, Ernie. He's like, all right, cool. So he goes in. Then, like, 30 seconds go by, and Kenny and Chuck come to the little red carpet. And Chuck, he says, oh, no, I'm on the list. You can check it. They're like, yeah, you're right, Kenny. Come on in. And so Kenny goes in, but he doesn't like bring Chuck in with him. And then he says, wait, let me talk to somebody for you, Chuck, and maybe you can come in. And Chuck already sees what's going on. He's like, oh, you're wrong for this. And what happens is periodically they start coming out of the door and you can see like all these lights and like this this little like smoke kind of shit coming out because they're having like a party and all that.
Yeah.
And it's like Kenny was like, damn, Chuck, they got MJ in here. Holy fuck. And then he goes back in. Then you got Ernie coming out. And he's like,
he swore. Like,
no, I mean, he didn't say that, but he's just really excited. You got Ernie coming in. He's like, oh, dang. Like, they got Wilt Chamberlain. They got Larry Bird. Man, I never seen something like this. And then meanwhile, Chuck is just there. And he's like, y'all are so wrong. You know that? Like, how you doing this to me? MJ He comes out, Magic Johnson, and he's like, he's like, Kevin McHale's in there, and he said not to let you in. And then he comes right back in. But yeah, like that stuff, it kills me, bro. Yeah, like their whole dynamic is
a good dynamic, yeah.
Fucking amazing, man. Like, you got three guys that don't give a shit, and then
Ernie
just tries to keep the peace one way or another, man.
Shaq calls Ernie a brother.
They made him rap one time on set. he actually spit something. He said, the name's Ernie Johnson, but they call me EJ, and I got a little show called Inside the NBA.
Oh. He called it his show, too.
Yeah.
Disregarded Shaq and Chuck and Kenny.
EJ, man, Ernie Johnson, he's real.
EJ, Nino, stat of the night. Sponsored by nobody.
Yeah.
Let's say that again. EJ, Nino, stat of the night.
Well, you said Nino.
Sponsored by nobody.
Yeah, he said Nino.
Is it Nino?
It's Nino. Nino. EJ's Nino, stat of the night.
Nino. What is Nino?
Like neat.
Oh.
But yeah, man. Basketball is the best sport ever. I wish I stuck with it.
Yeah. B-ball. It's something about that basket. It's an easy game to play. Anyone can play it. You know what I'm saying? It's the easiest sport to play. There, you can always find a basketball hoop somewhere. Especially in America.
If you a cheap motherfucker, man, go to basketball and soccer. Like, those are the only sports you need to play. Those are the best sports, in my opinion.
Yeah. True.
True.
But, yeah, I just like to say we hit the 10-minute mark of part two. I feel like it's a nice way to – nice segue to finish the first episode of – I'm going to call it right here, the first episode of the Harp and a New Show. Harp and a new, or
yeah,
a new and harp.
Show, huh?
a new and harp. One time a week, baby. One time a week. Tune in. This is the extension to the Curry Boys podcast. We're going to the information age, baby. The information age. Currently in right now, but anyway.
Bro, that's a huge announcement. That's like LeBron going to Miami. Bro.
That's true. 2010, LeBron going to Miami. It's the new extension to the A New and Harp show. Oh, that's a good name. I like it. Right? You like that name?
Hey, man, it's your show. I just...
No, you co-host now. But I'll be the main one, you know, the founder. He'll be the co-founder. But here we go, a new era. Like I said, the information age. And it's finito. Thanks for listening.
Tune in, y'all, man.
Thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, man.
No problem.